If you could say that there, if we could tell you there's a way that we could possibly help save 600 people's lives a year just off of the health benefits of getting us to cleaner energy, if we told you too that it would actually save us money, maybe you'd be a little bit more inclined. And that's exactly what this website, Ethan, thesolutionsproject.org, yeah. It's an infographic. And I don't think that, obviously, it could not necessarily be 100% accurate, even though it's called the 100% campaign. They're the Solutions Project, and they have committed to bringing every state the step that every state has to take to get to 100%.
Yeah,
energy efficiency. So when it without, so this would be without the use of anything that isn't renewable, right? So right now in the state of Utah, we use quite a bit of coal and we burn a lot of fuel that way. And they're talking about all of our energy use. And this website, if you click on Utah, you can click on all the states, but it gives Utah a breakdown as to how we as a state by the year 2050 could have this energy mix that would get us to have 100% renewable energy.
And it's using existing technology. One of the great fictions we see in politics is politicians will say, and our governor is guilty of this as well, politicians will say, well, it's great to have, you know, clean energy, but we're just, the technology's not there yet. Baloney. Baloney. And this world is full of communities and counties and countries that have flipped to renewable energy. And the Solutions Project is a combined effort between science and business, and prominent scientists and prominent businesses, and using data, just using available data, they are saying that Utah could go to completely renewable green energy by 2050 with the following breakdown. The bulk of it would be wind. 40% of it wind.
And frankly, the majority of the West, Ethan, is there, and we're actually low when it comes to the wind.
The rest of the West would reap even more than 40%.
So Wyoming over here, just to our east, northeast over here, mm-hmm. theirs is at least 65% wind, and you see states like Nebraska that have all that flat, windy terrain. 70%+ of their energy could be brought in by wind.
Almost 10% geothermal. Another 40% off of solar. Different types of solar power. Now, here's the thing.
One of them on the solar part happened to be if we were to get commercial buildings and government buildings equipped to have those solar panels on top. Now, I thought that was interesting.
Here's the projected numbers. Avoided mortality and illness costs. Almost $8 billion per year.
Wow.
We could avoid from health costs related to pollution all up and down the state, and then about 600 deaths. Not only that, but it could be hugely, hugely profitable, even as much as $10,000 per person in energy and health and climate cost savings. Now, Alex, here's why we'll never do this. We will never do this. This information, this science, is not going anywhere in the state of Utah.
Wait, why not?
You look at the donor list. Look at the donor list. There's a reason why our legislative leaders and our governor step up and say, well, you know, renewable energy is nice in theory, but the reality is we're going to open up a strip mine to get at oil shale. And the reason why is because of the money. Governor Herbert raised $1 million in one night at his most recent gala. And you know where that money came from? A large amount of it came from energy extraction companies, and now we got these guys, and they won't even look at it when we know it could happen. We know it could happen, but for some reason, the state of Utah won't look at this stuff. We're spending tens of millions of dollars now to buy rights for a coal export scheme out of San Francisco for a ramped up effort to increase Utah's coal output at a time when major investment companies, including Warren Buffett, are divesting themselves from coal.